We are learning Masechtas Yevamos Daf Tzadikei Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots on Daf Tzadikei Amud Beis, 10 lines from the top of the Amud. It said in our Mishnah, the halacha, that if a lady goes to Medina Sayyam, a wife, goes to Medina Sayyam, and they tell him that his wife died, and he marries his wife's sister, and then his wife shows back up, halacha is his mutter to his wife. He is mutter to his wife. Like we learned, there's a drasha that you don't become usher to your wife because of being zanah with the sister. He was a shaykh, but either way, even for Maisie, that would be the halacha. Rabbi Yossi at the end of the Mishnah says like this, Kol shepoisla de'echerim. Anyone who wants poisla de'echerim, poisla de'atzmai. Kol she'enepoisla de'echerim, enepoisla de'atzmai. Now one of the words mean, we learned that in our Gemara. Zach to Gemara. My comer Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi mean by those words? Ilema, if you say, the comer tanakama, the Kanakama is referring to a case also, the Ozel Ishtoi Vegisa Ondina Sayam. So here you have a case that you have Reuven and Amram. The Mukhayesiv calls them Amram. Reuven and Amram. Okay, Reuven is married to Rachel, and Amram is married to Leah. So you have Reuven and Amram who are not related to each other, but they're married to sisters. They're brother-in-laws because they're married to sisters. Now Reuven's wife, Rachel, goes on a trip together with Amram, together with her brother-in-law, her sister's husband. So Rachel and Amram go off, and it gets reported that they both died. Okay? So Reuven already knows Leah, so he says, you know what, I'll marry Leah. Okay? That's what happened. And what happened? They both show up, and they're both here. They both come back. So what's the halacha? So Leah, who remarried Reuven now, is also to Amram, because the halacha is, if Leah remarries, if Leah remarried, let's say it was Eid Echad, let's say Leah remarried, the halacha is Leah's asur to both Reuven and to her Amram. She's about to vote. Masha'inkin, Rachel, on the same trip, the same person for her life, she comes back, she gets her husband back. Rachel and Amram comes back, he doesn't have his wife anymore. His wife is asur now. Rachel comes back, still has her husband. That's the halacha pita Tanakama. My comrade base, you learn with the comment Tanakama, the also Ishtoi v'gisim v'desiyam. His wife and his brother-in-law went to Medina Sayyam. Eishes Gisei Asira. His brother-in-law's wife, Leah, is also to him. Ve'ishtoi Sharya. And his own wife is mutter to him. That's what Tanakhama says. Ve'komali, Rabbi Yisrael Reish says, no. Ki heichi the ishtoi Sharya, Eishes Gisei Nami Sharya. Reish says, no. Just like his wife is mutter, his brother's wife is mutter to him also. So, what's the pshat in that? Why would you say that? Before you fit into Lashon, why would Rabbi Yossi say that just because his wife is mutter, that means Eishes Gisei mutter? We're different halacha. One's a din of Chayis Ishtoi, one's a din of Eishes Ish. So the Teretz is Rishayim say, because here really it's a shaygig. She got married to Reuven because she thought the husband was dead. So it's really a shaygig. It shouldn't be asa. Teretz is, we could say a new pshat and why they asa. The asa always is, because in a regular case where the husband went to Medina Sayyam and the Isha got remarried, she has to get a get now from the second husband. Why? Because it looks like maybe she got divorced from the first one, married the second husband. Now, if she goes back to the first husband, it looks like Machzik Rishasa. But here, where you're saying that it's clearly Achayis Ishtoi, there's no need for a get here from Reuven. Since Leah doesn't need a get from Reuven, so Leah go back to Amram. Because look, Amram is Machzik Rishasa. Everyone sees that it was his wife's sister and his wife and the wife is still alive, so have a chaps, there was not a kedushin because Rachel came back also together. So Rachel and Leah both here. We see Leah wasn't a good kedushin, so therefore there wouldn't be a problem going back to the husband. That would be the havmina that Rabbi Yossi would be saying. Kol Rabbi Yossi ki heichi the ishtoi sharya eishes gisinami sharya, because just like his wife's mutter to him, because his wife's alive and his wife's here, and we see it's a chayis ishtoi, so eishes gisinami sharya. So, but the problem is, don't fit the words of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Kol shepais de'echerim pais de'asmai." V'chol she'ein paisal de'echerim, ein pais de'asmai. It should go the opposite way. Kol she'ein paisal de'asmai, it was not possible to him. It's not possible to the gisa. That's what you say. It's the opposite root words. Yochi, it says in Mr. Rabbi Yossi says, "Kol she'ein paisal de'echerim." Says de'echerim first. Ein pais de'asmai. It should be the opposite. Kol she'ein paisal de'asmai, ein pais de'echerim. That's how to read. That kol she'ein paisal de'asmai means since it's mutter to him, so then it should be mutter to Amram also. It doesn't say that. It must be a different pshat Rabbi Yossi. That the Tanakhama was saying like this. That the Tanakhama was saying that one is also one's mutter, right? to Amram is Asta's wife, and Reuven is Mutta's wife. Kump Rav Yeh says, no. Ve'alaki heichi de eishas gisa yasira, which is called Shapos de Acherim, just like Leah is Asta to Amram, just like the brother-in-law's wife is Asta to him, ishtinam yasira, his wife Rachel is Asta to him. It's a keichi that way. Now what's Pshan Shaki heichi? Why should his wife come Asta to him? We have a meet of Aysa. So Rashi explains that since we see the marriage, the so-called marriage between Reuven and Leah caused damage. What did it do? It caused Amram to lose his wife, right? Not to have a wife anymore. So it means he's putting credence into this Nisuin. So then, if it's credence into Nisuin, so then it's considered his wife also to a certain extent. If it's considered his wife to a certain extent, Leah, he can't take back Rachel. Why? It's Achay Sishta now. It's Achay Sishta. So that's what Rav Yehesi says. If it's enough of a nesuin to poisel Amram, so then it passes me also because my chayis ishtoi. That's how you read it. He's saying Tanakhama said that Eishes Gisa is usher and Ishtoi is mutter. No, if Eishes Gisa is usher, that means he's considering the marriage between Reuven and Leah to be something. Then Reuven can't marry Rachel anymore. Can't take back Rachel anymore because Achay is Ishtoi. So hot tainuch, that's good. That's good. Kosha ain't a paisel. We do the second half of Rav Yehesi. Kosha ain't a paisel. What do we do? Kosha ain't a paisel. Rav Ami says it's based on the Reisha. That line is based on the Reisha. It says in the Reisha of our Mishnah, Nisus api bezdin, in a regular classic case, okay, a regular classic case where the husband disappears and she remarries api bezdin, which means with an eid achad. The law is if a husband comes back, teitze, first of all, she has all the chumras. Upatur on a carbon, but she's part of a carbon. Why? Because she did up here Ras Bezdin. But I'll pi Adim, if it's two Adim will come, then the halacha is Taitse only from a Shani, but she can stay married to her husband. The Chayyam is a carbon. The Yafakayachib is a Bezdin, it's a carbon. The Psaka Bezdin is better. Vekama Tanakama, Loy Shna Api Adim, the Eishas Gisa Sharia, Veloy Shna Api Bezdin, the Eishas Gisa Asira. The halacha is that either way, it's the same halacha of our Mishnah. It means the Tanakhama says, of the Mishnah over here in Sa'ik Da'alam base, that what's the difference how the Eishes Gisa landed up? Say if it's two Eidim, or if it's one Eid, either way, his wife is Mutter. His wife's Mutter. The Eishes Gisa depends if it's two Eidim, one Eidim. But like having him, his wife's Mutter for sure. But Kamala Rabbi Yasi, he says, no, depends. If it was an Eid Echad that said that Leah could get remarried, so then Leah becomes possible to her husband Amram, then Pais the Atzmai. It becomes possible to me, because possible to Reuven. Why does it become possible to Reuven? Like I said before, because that marriage caused the Issa to Amram, so it comes down as a Chayis Ishtoi. Alpi Eidim, but if it's two Eidim who said that Leah get remarried, the Allah is Leah can stay married to Amram, they ain't a place of the Achirim, ain't a place of the Atzmai. Then it won't be possible either to Reuven, because they were not giving credence to the marriage, because they're saying can stay married to Amram. So, Akaponim, it comes like this. Ravesi is very Gishmak, Ravesi Eimer calls a place of the Achirim, which means what? If Eishas Gis is also why? Because they ain't Echad, place of the Atzmai. Then it becomes possible to him. Because ain't a place to Achirim, if it doesn't come possible to Amram, how? To Eidim, ain't a place to Asma, it doesn't come possible to him. So the difference between the place to Achirim and not place to Achirim is if it was two Eidim or one Eid. That's the difference. That's what Amri's Mahalach. The difference is two Eidim and one Eidim. That's what Amri's Mahalach. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says a different Mahalach. Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, Loyal Masefer. It's not going back on two Eidim or Eidim. That's not the case. But the difference is like this. Had the Ozol Ishtoi Vegisai, I changed the Gersa because Rash is the Gersa. Had the Ozol Arusasoi Vegisai. Vekama Tanakama, Loishta Ishtoi Vegisai, Loishta Arusasoi Vegisai, Eishas Gisai Asir Ishtoi Sharia. So I'll speak out Tanakama first. There's two ways to Reuven to be married. Either Reuven is married only with Kedushin or even with Isuin. Tanakama says either way, where the same halacha applies. Either Reuven has Kedushin to Rachel, or if Reuven has a suin to Rachel. But either way, if Rachel and Amram disappeared, and he gets married to Leah, the halacha is, Leah is also to Amram, and Rachel's mother to him. Either way, makes no difference. Comes, Rav Yehesi says, no, it depends. But come Rav Yehesi, Ishtoi ve'gisoi, There, by Ishtav Gisai, the Lekel Ameim Atnoi Havel Nesu'in, we know by Nesu'in is never Tanai, that means that Reuven was married to Rachel, fair and square, with no Tanai. So there, the Einoi Paisa De Achar, Einoi Paisa De Atzmai. There, the Lekel will be is that Leah will not become possible to Amram. Why not? Because there, everyone knows that Leah married Reuven was a big mistake. There's no way Leah can marry Reuven. How could Leah marry Reuven? You see here, his Reuven's wife, Rachel, came back. So Leah was a mistake. Obviously a mistake. Because it's an Asuan. That's how it could be a Tanai. It's not possible that Reuven's marriage with Rachel wasn't real because it was an Asuan. So now when he married Leah, it was obviously a mistake. Obviously a mistake. So you don't need a get. You don't need a get. There's no problem for Amram to take her back. Because now we're going at the Vart is why Amram can't take her back is because it looks like an Asuan to Reuven. Here it doesn't look like an Asuan to Reuven. It can't be an Asuan to Reuven. So that's why, by Nesu'in, 100%, no problem, you go back to Amram. Masha Inkin, if it's a Arusa Asoi V'Gisoi, Dikil Mei Matanoi Avlo Kedushin, there maybe was a Tanai. There people say, Reuven married Leah, you know what's that? Because Reuven had Kedushin with Rachel, there was a Tanai, it didn't work out, so Reuven and Taka married Leah. Reuven marries Leah, now you got a problem over here, because now it's Machsu G'Shasoi. Amram can't take her back. So Rav Shlomo goes, "Ikle meimah tanai havle kedushin upayz leacherim afay daatzmai." And since it's pasul leacherim, now upayz daatzmai. Walk. Now it looks like it was married to Reuven. Married to Reuven, Reuven can't marry Rachel now because Rachel is his wife's sister, and he married Leah. So now back to Rav Yosi. It says, "Kol supayz leacherim." What does that mean? When you become pasul leacherim, when it's arusasai. So because only kedushin upayz daatzmai, because pasul leacherim. Because then we're saying maybe it was a good marriage. Only kedushin was a tanai. Because she ain't a pais leacherim, ain't a pais daatzmai means witness suin. So it comes out, there's two pshatim in Rav Yosi, Rav Ami or Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Rav Ami learns the chilik between pais leacherim and not pais leacherim is the shayla of if there was eight echad or two eight. And that's the shayla of one eight, two eight. According to Yitzchak Nafka, the chilik is not one eight or two eight, the chilik is arus sasai or ishtai. That's the chilik between the two cases. That's what Yitzchak Nafka and Rav Ami's pshat over here in the Gemara. Talk to Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmul. Rav Yudah Sev Shem Shmuel Halacha. Halacha Rav Yosi. We paskin like Rav Yosi. That's what he said. Paskin Rav Yosi. So Rav Yosi our Mishnah says, call for Paisa Echeir and Paisa Yatzma. Because anybody that came in Paisa Yatzma, that's what he said. Mask Rav Yosi. We're going to ask you a kasha from a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel and Lafi Rav Huna's Pshat and Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. You see Shmuel is the Holok Rav Yosi. Mask of the Rav Yosi. Omer Rav Shmuel Hachi. How can you say Shmuel says we pass Rav Yosi? But Itma we learned. Yivama, it's a very cryptic words. Yivama, Rav Amar Eke Eshishish, but Shmuel Amar Eke Eshishish. What's Yivama's status? Rav says like a Eshishish, Shmuel says not like a Eshishish. So what does he mean? What's the Machlekes? Vam Rav Huna, the Machlekes is like this. Gonna say Kiddush Ochav Ese Isha, a Reuven was Makadish, only Makadish a Isha, V'halach Loim Dinas Yom, then Reuven disappeared. V'shama Shmeis Ochav, V'am V'nasis Ishtoi. And then, they heard that Reuven died, and Shimon went ahead and married his wife. So it comes out, technically, if it's not true, she was Mezana. She's an Eshish, and she's an Eshish, and she's Mezana. So the Rav Amma, Harehi Keshish. Rav says she's like an Eshish, and she has all the Isurim. And she's like an Eshish. That's the halacha. That Halacha is an Eshish, and this is Beit Echad, she's also to Baila. And this is also to Reuven now. Because now, that's Halacha. So it's right like Eshish. V'shmul amma eni keshish v'shari leish. Shmul says not like Eshish, and it's Mutta. Why? Because we say, everyone chaps, that there was never any type of marriage. The whole thing is one big mistake. Pshat like this. According to Rav Huna, according to Rav and Shmuel, is a vada we hold that this is Beit Echad is not a stam a knas. That's to make sense. So Rav says, I'll tell you how it makes sense. Rav says that people will say that it was only a kedushin, it was a kedushin with Tanai, so it never really happened. Reuven really never really made a kedushin with the Sivam, it never really happened, it was a Tanai. And when Shimon married, it was a good marriage. So now, Reuven can't take her back because it was a real marriage to Shimon. It looks like a real marriage to Shimon, and Reuven can't take her back. That's Pshat and Rav. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says, you don't say the Tanai. It's mostly a shchicha here. Everyone knows it's a tayus, and the Edom fooled her, and therefore, you let her take her back. So what do you see? Shmuel holds that people don't say this whole Svara tonight. And therefore, back to our Mishnah, by Arusasai Vegisai, so why are we saying, like Rav Yosi, that says that Eishes Gisa is Aser, it shouldn't be Aser. Fi Shmuel, even by Arusasa, it shouldn't be Aser. So how can we say, how could Shmuel have said, Halach Rabesi? Shmuel holds that we don't worry about a Suffolk Tanai. So therefore, even by Arusasa the Gisai, when his Arusa went to, on a business trip together with Amram, the Halach is, it should not be Aser to Amram. Why? Because everyone knows that's his wife's sister. There's no way he married. Oh, maybe it's a Tanai. Shmuel doesn't hold on to Tanai. That's the Taina. How can you say Shmuel Pasar Vesi? Here we see Pshat HaMachlokes is a case like this, and where Shmuel is not worried about Tanai. Omle Abaya, what do you mean? Umay Dechom Shmuel Lach Vesi Yavitu Nafchana Kamar. How does he know when he said Pshat HaMachlokes is like this in Nafcha? Remember, it's in Nafcha says the chilik between Oysa Decherim Nai Decherim is Arusa and Asua. Maybe Dilma Adar Ami Kama. Maybe he was going like Rab Ami. Maybe he learned the pshat like Rab Ami. The Rab Ami wasn't talking about a Tanai at all. And he holds that there's no chshash Tanai. And the difference in two cases were if it's two Eidim or one Eid. Are you going to ask me, so let's say we're saying by one Eid, it's also to the Gisai, why tak is it also to the Gisai? Doesn't everyone see it's a mistake? So he says no, because if the brother-in-law comes back before his wife, so there, the loch is, you need a get from Shani, because there you can say maybe gir is zeh, v'nos is zeh. There, he says, there's a possibility, by a case of there is a possibility to say achshash, shem gir is zeh v'gar is zeh. Remember, the fear of Yitzhak Nafra, the difference was a rusosoy and a suah, there has to be a svara of Tanai. Shmuel hold the Tanai. Shmuel hold the Tanai. So what does Shmuel hold Pshat Rabbi Yasi? So Shmuel holds the Pshat Rabbi Yasi, why it's usher to Amram is because of this. Because if Amram comes home himself, without Reuven's wife, so then there's a chshash that it was a real good marriage, Reuven and Leah. Why? Because they'll say that Amram really divorced Leah, and Reuven is allowed to marry Leah after his wife dies. So there is a pshat how you can fit it in, and therefore you have to get a get from Reuven, and that's what came also to Amram. Mashainki, in the case of Yavama, there's no way that when you see Reuven come back, there's no way Shimon can marry yet. There's no way Shimon could have married, because Reuven's still alive. There's no way you can marry Eshzach. There's no way, even if you give a get, you can't marry your brother's wife. So that's the chilek between Shmuel's case and the case of Rav Yosi, according to Rav Ami. Because according to Rav Ami, as long as the chilek is not Arusa, not Arusa, the chilek is whatever the chilek is. But there could be Aser to Amram. Why? Because if he comes alone without Reuven's wife, you can have a having a gear, have a gear, have a gear. So therefore, maybe Shmuel is saying Halach Rav Yosi according to Rav Ami's Pshat Rav Yosi. Ve'inami, or maybe he said Halach Rav Yosi on the Eina Paisel part, where he says Avadam. He doesn't agree to Paisel because Paisel is bite on that Arusah says the Tanai. He doesn't hold the Tanai, but it's going to Eina Paisel. Kol she Eina Paisel, I deacherim Eina Paisel deatzmai. That's what we're going on. V'hayd kama as Rashi, the bottom Rashi says. V'hayd kama loch krab yesi ha'ini paisel kama lafukim etana kama, that holds that even by that case, the eishes gisa is aser and his wife is mutter. We're saying no, not like tana kama. That's what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel is saying is al paskar krab yesi that the eishes gisa is mutter. So like upon him, we could work it out. You could work it out. Now the Gemara will come and say two other ways to work it out, much more simple. That Avada, we have two pshatim Rav Yosi, either like Rav Yosi Nafka or Rav Ami, and Shmuel could stem with that. Shmuel has a chalikas by Yavama, so Rav Huna said pshat is the case of Tanai. No, we're going to say now two other pshatim in the chalikas, Rav and Shmuel by Yavama, Harei Keishish, any Keishish, nothing to do with Tanai. Inami, might the Isil Rav Huna, that Rav Huna's pshat in chalikas, if Yavama's Eishish or not, has to do with Tanai, Dilma, lesser Rav Huna clout. Maybe you don't hold Rav Huna at all. The argument of Rav Nuna. We have a Shemeres Yavam that's waiting for Yibam. She was married to Reuven for 30 years, didn't have children. Reuven died. Now Shimon has to do Yibam. Before Shimon has a chance to do Yibam, she was Mezana out. So according to, so the Shaila is, Rav Nuna says it's also Yavama. Just like this is also if she marries out, here was also Yavama. So here, what's the halacha? So the Rav Amarek is Eishish Mifsalabaznos. She becomes possible. But Shmuel Ma'inik Eishish Loim Mifsalabaznos. that the doesn't come possible as nos. So it comes out, machlekes by Yavama, there's a new machlekes, about stamazai. If someone's mazana on purpose, while she's a Shemar Yavam, she comes also to the Yavama. This has nothing to do with our sugi of tonight, nothing to do with that. So then, we can still learn, Alak Rav Yasi means the guy tonight, because the machlekes, Rav and Shmuel by Yavama, is a new machlekes, Tali and Rav Amnuna, Shemar Yavam Shizinsa. Vi'inami, a different beer in machlekes, Yavama, Reka, Eshizish, or any Keshizish. If Kedushin is Taifas B'Yavama, which means Yavama is Shuk, does it work? Does the Kedushin work? The Rav Amar Rekesh Zish doesn't work. Just like Eshish doesn't work, the Tafs about Kedushin. Just like Eshish doesn't work. But Yavama also Shuk does not work Kedushin. Like we saw a few blad ago, Loisia Eshish Ameis Achutza, Loisia Loshan Avaya. There's no Avaya, no Tavis Kedushin. But Shmuel argues, like we said before, Shmuel is Masupik. Shmuel Ma'inik Eshish Zish. The Tafs about Kedushin. Masafik, the Tafs about Kedushin. Frank the Gemara, if that's the machlekes of Fliga b'chadah zimna, we already had the machlekes before, Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara, chadah b'chadah zimna, one thing was learned out of other things, the same machlekes taka, one memra came from the other memra, akapanim, that's what comes out. So at the end of the day, we have two beer and machlekes of Rav Yasi and Amishtah, two pshat and Rav Yasi, either Rav Ami or Rav Yitzchak Nafka, one says the chilek is in Eidach and two Edim, the other chilek is in Arusa and Asua, and then we had three pshatim in the machlekes, Rav and Shmuel by Yavam Rekesh, either it's a shaila of Kedushin to if it's the case and they went to Dinas Yam, that's one with a Tanai, one Chlekes, or Chlekes Gabi Yishmer Jam Zinsa, or if Tefes is Kedushin.